Cooper.
Okay. Would that be your normal pronunciation of that, Cooper, like that?
Mm-hmm, Cooper.
Okay. And if you were talking about a married woman whose last name was Cooper, you'd call her what?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Would you say it Mrs. like that?
I'd either say Mrs. or maybe I might say Ms.
Okay. And then maybe a preacher that's not really trained, you know, and doesn't have a regular place where he preaches on Sunday, and maybe makes his living doing something else. Sometimes they're not even very good. You have a particular name for that?
No.
Over here, what about maybe a carpenter or a plumber?
Jackleg.
Jackleg,
mm-hmm.
Okay. You'd apply that to a carpenter or a plumber, what else? Would you ever apply that to like a preacher or a...
No, I don't think I would. I don't think I would apply the term jackleg to a preacher. I never have.
Okay. A teacher, maybe?
Not really. I would, when I think of somebody, when I think of a preacher or a teacher, I think of somebody who knows, they're supposed to know what they're doing.
Okay.
Some guy that fiddles around with a little plumbing or electrician or carpentry work, that's where I'd think of a jackleg.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now,
are we getting close to your time limit here?
No, we can't.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Let me see. What relation, then, would my mother's sister be to me?
To your aunt.
Okay. And the commander of the army, of the Confederate Army during the Civil War was?
His name?
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee.
Okay, and his title was?
He was a general.
Okay. Let me see. And the man who presides over the county court,
he's a judge.
Okay. And somebody who goes to college to study is a what?
A student.
Okay. Or a fool, depending on where he goes. Let me see. Then common words for black people. This is a sensitive area. Always been.
Well, if you're gonna be polite, you'd say a colored person or a Negro,
mm-hmm.
or a Negra, maybe.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be ugly, you'd call him a Negra or a black bastard.
Okay.
Maybe a pickaninny.
Okay. Okay. Pickaninny you'd use for
a little pickaninny.
Yeah.
Say, a little black fella.
Okay. What about somebody? What about a black person who's really light skinned?
A mulatto.
Okay. Would you ever use? What about a very light skinned woman? You ever use high yellow for that?
Yeah, high yellow. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use in that context somebody bright? You ever use the word
I've heard
bright?
It, yeah, I've heard that used, but I'd probably say the high yellow or mulatto.
Okay. But high yellow would almost always be for women rather than men. Would you use
no,
that?
No, I don't think so.
You'd use it interchangeably.
I'd say it interchangeably. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me see. And then what about common names for white people like that?
Honky.
Honky. You ever hear any others that maybe the blacks might use if they think you're not listening or they think you're in there? Son of a bitch. Other than that.
Well, the Indian might call us a pale face. I can't think of any right now. What is some you've got there? And I might.
Well, now, that's one of the reasons I asked you earlier if you ever heard peckerwood woodpecker the other way around. Peckerwood is an old term. I don't know if it's used anymore or not.
For a white man?
Yeah.
Peckerwood? No, never.
But you've never heard it.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let me see, what about a child that's born of a racially mixed couple?